This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, May 2nd, A.D. 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Sri Lankan authorities have identified 9 people connected with the Islamic State who were involved in the bombings of churches and hotels in the country on Resurrection Sunday that killed over 250 people and injured another 500. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern about the bombings.
For Sri Lankan Christians, really, this is a very, very new experience. Historically, the Christian community of Sri Lanka was not heavily persecuted, especially by the country's Muslim population. In fact, historically, Muslims and Christians in Sri Lanka have worked together in a lot of ways to actually help each other as both being minority communities. The attacks over Easter were really a huge shock to the system for many Sri Lankan Christians, and I read reports from this past Sunday that actually there was a number of churches that were empty due to fear of future attacks.
Please pray for our Sri Lankan brothers and sisters in Christ through this mourning process and for their faith to be strengthened. Matthew 5:44 says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." On Tuesday, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido took to the streets, calling on the military to overthrow socialist leader Nicolas Maduro. And on Wednesday, thousands of protesters also took to the streets, with conflict breaking out between Guaido's military supporters and Maduro regime loyalists. The United States and Russia remain at odds over the conflict, as the Trump administration has warned the Kremlin to keep out of, quote-unquote, our hemisphere. And Russia has warned the U.S. against any, quote-unquote, aggressive moves against their ally Maduro. President Donald Trump plans to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, following a meeting with Egyptian President el-Sisi last month. The new sanctions would punish those who fund the Muslim Brotherhood and ban members or those connected with the group from traveling to the United States. The organization has millions of members across the Middle East, with some offshoots and former members engaging in Islamic violence. California Christian baker Kathy Miller is being taken to court a second time for her refusal to bake a cake in celebration of two women living in vile passions together. The new court date is set for June 22nd. The California Department of Fair Employment and Housing first sued Miller last year, which ended in a judge ruling that Miller's actions were protected under the First Amendment. Psalm 53 verse 4 asks, "Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat at my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God?" The Republican-led Alabama House of Representatives passed the Human Life Protection Act on Tuesday after Democrats walked out. The new law would make it a Class A felony to kill an unborn baby at any stage of a woman's pregnancy. Republicans voted down the Democrats' attempt to add exceptions for rape and incest, although an exception for the life of the mother exists. The bill now goes to the Alabama State Senate. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Terry Collins, said the goal of the legislation is to challenge Roe v. Wade. A new U.S. government-funded study says the rate of suicides among youth ages 10 to 17 increased nearly 30% during the month following the release of the Netflix suicide-themed show 13 Reasons Why, reports Christian Headlines. The show first aired on Netflix on March 31, 2017, and the number of deaths by suicide the following month, quote, was greater than the number seen in any single month during the 5-year period examined by the researchers, end quote. Wisdom speaks in Proverbs 8:36. All those who hate me love death. And finally, last month, two Florida teens got stranded in the ocean during a senior skip day at the beach, reports Fox News. Tyler Smith and Heather Brown, who had known each other since fourth grade, were swimming off of Volano Beach when they realized they might not be able to reach the shore again. After 2 hours of fighting the waves 2 miles offshore, Tyler and Heather said they started to call out to God for help. In God's providence, that's when Captain Eric Wagner and his crew happened upon the teens and rescued them. The crew had just gone out for a little adventure in their boat, aptly named the Amen. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, May 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.